Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 1. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad? But the same which is made sorry by me? And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow of them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. In yesterday's musing, we looked at the fact that those who are leaders in the church of God do not have dominion over the members' faith. They are helpers to the members to have joy in their faith. Faith is the key to standing. In continuation, Paul now teaches the spirit by which he led and why it was important to his faith as well. Paul said he had determined he would not come to the people of the church in heaviness, and in so doing make them sorrowful. He determined to come to them and give them joy. Can I say joy in their faith? Why did Paul make this determination? Because there is a vicious cycle that starts when we are no longer working to help others increase in their joy in their faith. What is this cycle? Paul stated that if he made them sorrowful, who would he have to help his joy? The very people who were to make him glad were the same ones he was making sorrowful. And he said, this just won't work for anyone. If I help you to have joy in your faith, then that gives me joy in my faith, seeing your joy. This also works that when a group of people have no joy in their faith, and the leader tries to help them with their joy, and they refuse to be helped, they as well can bring down the joy of the leader. As many church members are leaving the church because there's no joy in their faith, there are about as many pastors who are leaving because the church stole their joy. Paul avoided the church at Corinth because he did not want to tear down their joy and did not want them to tear down his joy. What we say is a good spirit in a church, or an energy you can feel in the assembly of the church, is in reality joy in their faith. The church with no spirit is a church with no joy. A church with no energy running through it is a church with no joy. And Paul told us why there's no joy. There are joy stealers in the leadership of the church, or in the body of the members. Someone is seeking the dominance in the church over the body, instead of seeking to be a helper, or helpers, of the joy of the faith of the members of the church.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.